Weekly Market Update, Third Time Not Lucky. Author, Daniel Morris. Source, BNP PAM. Hopes that higher US inflation in January and February would prove to be transient were thwarted as consumer prices rose strongly again in March. Expectations for interest rate cuts from the US Federal Reserve have consequently changed. Monthly inflation in the US first jumped in January, followed by a similarly higher-than-expected figure in the Eurozone. This was repeated in February. Nonetheless, the US Federal Reserve indicated that it was not worried about these figures and was still looking to cut policy rates by 75 basis points over the course of 2024. Now that inflation was high again for the third month in a row, markets are no longer counting on significant cuts in the benchmark Fed funds rate. Bar graph showing measures of inflation in the Eurozone and USA in January, February, and March 2024. The metrics are year-on-year Eurozone core inflation, month-on-month Eurozone core inflation, year-on-year US core CPI, and month-on-month US core CPI. The graph shows that inflation is proving to be sticky in both regions. Data as of the 15th of April 2024. Sources, FactSet and BNP Paribas Asset Management. As has been the case all year, services inflation is the culprit. Goods inflation has been low or even negative in the Eurozone. But tight labor markets have kept pressure on wages, which is a key driver of services inflation. Without a more significant weakening in employment or a sizable increase in productivity, this may well continue. Inflation. Oh well, when you're the ECB. The Fed's apparent insouciance about inflation is not necessarily surprising given its latest summary of economic projections from March. Here, central bank policy makers projected core personal consumption expenditures inflation would fall to 2.6% by the end of this year. It is currently 2.8%, so there is not much further to go over the 9 months ahead. Instead, markets are questioning whether that reduction in inflation can be achieved alongside several rate cuts. There is currently a low probability in the market's view that the Fed will cut rates in June. A cut in September would be close to November's US election. The Fed faces tough decisions. The European Central Bank, on the other hand, has things somewhat easier. Eurozone growth is much weaker than that in the US, and annualized monthly inflation dropped to 0.82% in March from 3.31% in February. This improvement, however, is not quite as good as it seems. Goods inflation was actually negative in March, bringing the headline figure down, but core services inflation was still quite high, at 5.2%. The central bank nonetheless appears intent on cutting rates anyway in June. Equity markets have been less sanguine. The impact of these changing expectations on equity markets have not been surprising, with US equities suffering as rate forecasts rise, and Eurozone equity markets holding up slightly better. Growth stock valuations would be expected to be the most sensitive to higher real rate expectations, but so far, forward price-earnings ratios have held steady at around 26 times for the NASDAQ 100 compared to a long-run average of 20x. Importantly, while earnings expectations have plateaued for the index overall, reflecting what has already been a significant increase over the last year, excluding the Magnificent Seven, the outlook is still improving. Line graph showing earnings expectations for various global markets from April 2023 to April 2024. The indices shown are NASDAQ 100, Japan, the NASDAQ excluding the Magnificent Seven, emerging markets excluding China, Europe and the Russell Value. Even if the Magnificent Seven are excluded from the NASDAQ, earnings expectations for it are rising. Data as of the 11th of April 2024. Sources, FactSet and BNP Paribas Asset Management. The change in the outlook for central bank policy has had a bigger effect on the US dollar. It gained 2% against a basket of developed market currencies, as measured by the DXY index, last week. This strength particularly benefited the performance of Japanese equities. Stepping back to look at Chinese data. One dampener for the market were the headlines that Chinese trade data disappointed, with exports contracting by 7.5% year-on-year compared to consensus expectations of just a 2.3% decline. At this time of year, however, there are difficulties making year-on-year comparisons due to the moving date of the Chinese New Year holidays. Looking at the data on a seasonally adjusted monthly basis, exports actually rose by 0.4%, with growth to the European Union, Japan and ASEAN offsetting declines to the US and Latin America. Imports fell by 1.9% year-on-year, raising questions about the robustness of the domestic economy, but on a monthly basis, they gained 1%. Following the improvement in purchasing managers' indices for March, the data supports a view of resilient domestic growth, but at a rate which is still likely to require additional stimulus from the government. Disclaimer. Please note that articles may contain technical language. For this reason, they may not be suitable for readers without professional investment experience. Any views expressed here are those of the author as of the date of publication, are based on available information, and are subject to change without notice. Individual portfolio management teams may hold different views and may take different investment decisions for different clients. This document does not constitute investment advice. The value of investments and the income they generate may go down, as well as up, and it is possible that investors will not recover their initial outlay. Past performance is no guarantee for future returns. Investing in emerging markets, or specialized or restricted sectors, is likely to be subject to a higher-than-average volatility due to a high degree of concentration, greater uncertainty, because less information is available, there is less liquidity, or due to greater sensitivity to changes in market conditions, social, political and economic conditions. Some emerging markets offer less security than the majority of international developed markets. For this reason, services for portfolio transactions, liquidation and conservation on behalf of funds invested in emerging markets may carry greater risk.